We're talking about recreation and library programs on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in the studio by Eric Aiken, who is the Tuolumne County Library and Recreation Manager. Eric, next thing I want to ask you about is youth centers. That's a topic that we haven't discussed yet on this weekend show. You know, how many youth centers does the county have, and what is kind of the status with those right now?
So the county has three youth centers. We've got one in Jamestown, one in Tuolumne, and one in Groveland. Currently, they are still closed right now due to COVID restrictions. However, we are anticipating opening that back up here mid to early June. So we currently have the Jamestown and Tuolumne Youth Centers are staffed. The Groveland Youth Center currently is a vacant position, which is open that we're currently recruiting for. We previously had someone there that resigned to move on to a different position, and it just happened to coincide with the hiring freeze that the county enacted, so we weren't able to fill that position prior to COVID. So we are currently recruiting for a Groveland Youth Center coordinator at this point. So that would be the only hesitation in getting that program open back up is getting that staff person hired. But in regards to Tuolumne and Jamestown, we're hoping, you know, early mid-June to have those back open. Those are drop-in programs for kids in the community ages 8 to 18. They're really centers that are there for kids to have a safe place to go. We do a lot of meals there. You know, we feed a lot of kids. We do a lot of homework help, a lot of mentoring. We do field trips out of the youth centers. We try and just get some of these kids exposed to different parts of Tuolumne County, or actually different parts of the state. You know, we've done trips down to the Bay Area and trying to get some of these kids that haven't ever been out of Tuolumne County just kind of exposed to what's out there, broaden their horizons, give them some opportunities they may not normally have. And so it's a drop-in program. It's open Tuesdays through Saturdays. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays. And we have, you know, we have computers in there for kids to come in, you know, whether it's just surf the internet, or a lot of kids will come in to do homework, write papers, those types of things. We have pool tables and different activities just to engage the kids. We really want to create a place where it's a safe place to go for kids, but it's also a constructive place for them to be, instead of, you know, sometimes when they're out just hanging out in the streets, sometimes they don't make the best choices, and sometimes, you know, bad things happen. And so we're just trying to provide a place for these kids to come and be free of bullying, and have a place where they can go and be welcomed, and if, you know, and have just a safe place to go each day.
And there's no fee that families have to pay for children to come to youth centers?
No, and that's something that the county's always supported and has felt is important. Those are free. It's a drop-in program, so we don't charge for that. With the exception of on some of our trips, we ask the kids to cover maybe a portion of the trip. If, like, for example, if we're going somewhere where there's a ticket, part of that is just so there's some skin in the game there, but also just to help cover some of the costs. Just our budget isn't huge. It just kind of helps us spread out more opportunities across the board throughout the year. So that would be the only instance where money would happen, is if we're going on a trip, or if we're going somewhere that charges admission, that we may ask the kid to pay a portion of that. But just coming to the youth center is free.
Also want to ask you a little bit more about Standard Park. Is it true, a rumor, that the county is looking at the potential of doing like a public-private partnership when it comes to Standard Park?
Yeah, so the county issued an RFP to see if there was interest in the community of developing, like you said, a private-public partnership in regards to assisting operating Standard Park. That process is ongoing right now and will close on June 10th. But that is something that the county is looking to see if there is even interest out there and what that may look like. If anyone out there has questions on that, Liz Peterson in the CEO's office is fielding all the questions in regards to that. So I would direct you to give her a call.
You know, with Standard Park as a status quo being a county operated facility, when there's soccer during the fall, or as you mentioned, softball and things, is it that those leagues kind of pay a fee and rent out Standard Park for those events?
Yeah, so the events that we don't sponsor, which essentially the adult softball program is one of the few that the rec department actually runs. So we staff that. We do everything from A to Z in regards to that program. Those groups that come in and do youth soccer or girls fast pitch or Special Olympics or those other types of programs, they pay a fee to rent the facility in which we prepare it and maintain it and then staff it to supervise it during those activities. But the fee that they pay is going towards whether it's soccer, having the lines painted on the field and those types of things. Those types of activities, they would pay a rental fee, which can be found on the county's fee ordinance or on our recreation webpage to find out what those fees are.
We're wrapping up this weekend's Motherlode Views. Just a few minutes left. You know, this is the first time we've had you on the show as Library and Recreation Department Manager. In the past, you know, there was a Recreation Department, there was a Library Department. Are the two now completely intertwined in Tuolumne County?
So, yes, they are. I'm actually really glad you asked that. The Recreation Department office has moved. So those of you that plan to stop by and see us, please do not go to our old location. We will not be there. The Recreation Office is located in the Sonora Main Branch Library now, located at 480 Greenlee Road. Our phone number and website has not changed. It's just our physical address has changed. So we are now operating out of the library as a Library Recreation Department at the Sonora Main Branch Library.
I know it's difficult to look into a crystal ball with answers, but, you know, looking forward, do you know, like, when you anticipate to have more announcements when it comes to recreation programs this summer?
Well, I hope as soon as possible. We'll be announcing stuff as we get it. So I don't know that it's going to be like on June 22nd, we're going to release everything for the whole summer. I anticipate it being, we've got more staff. We're going to announce today that we're starting this new program starting next week. And then maybe next week we have a new announcement so it'll be something that this summer especially, I see us making a lot of announcements and putting stuff out as we get it, because I don't think it's going to be something that we're going to flip a switch and everything is back. It's going to be, we've got this program and then we've got that program and we're expanding these hours and expanding those hours. So we will be doing that constantly throughout the summer. You know, all that information will also be on our website. For anyone that would like to get those types of notifications, I would suggest if you do not have an account set up on our online registration system, you would go in and do that, because we blast a lot of that information out to all of our families that are signed up with accounts on that. So that would be a great way to get the constant, you know, rather than having to check the newspaper or log on to the website. Those will get blasted out to their emails as well. So that's another opportunity for people to get the information.
Well, we've hit a lot of ground on this weekend show. We thank Eric Aiken, the Library and Recreation Manager for Tuolumne County, for being our guest. And any final comments you'd like to make?
Just thank you for having me. We're so excited to be back serving the community that, you know, it's why we signed up to work in recreation and libraries, to work with and serve the community. And it's been a really tough year not being able to do that and have that face-to-face interaction. So we're so happy to be back and working with everybody again.
We appreciate your time today. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.